It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman with the Utah Foster Care Foundation. May is National Foster Care Month, and they've got an event that's coming up. So Kobe wanted to come in, let you know what foster care and what the Foster Care Foundation does here in the state of Utah, all about this event and ways that you can get involved. That's the most important thing, is to be involved when it comes to this. So Kobe, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with what the Utah Foster Care Foundation is all about.
So Utah Foster Care is an organization that was created to help locate families, train families, and then support families to provide care for the children that are needing a place to be while their families are getting their situations put back together so that they can return home safely. So we do a variety of things. We try to find families, help them get the information they need to know if this decision is right for them, and then provide them with all the training that they might need to take on this journey, and then support them afterwards through different programs that we have and supporting each other in this journey of providing children a safe home and helping them build the attachments and connections that they need to be happy and healthy in life, and hopefully the majority of them are able to return to their families in a better situation.
And to be honest, you know, it kind of has become a punchline, but it truly does. It takes a village, really, to get together and say, okay, we're not going to deal with this. We're going to take care of these kids because they need the help right now. And do you guys experience that a lot there where you're at?
Yeah, the children need a place to feel safe and secured and get some of their needs met so that they can then start to heal, and while at the same time that the parents are doing that. And so, unfortunately, we don't have enough families in our area. And when that happens, we have kids that need to have to move out into other areas. And historically, that has been less than ideal, but adequate. Right now, we're seeing statewide a decrease in foster families and people coming forward to be foster parents. And so it's not as easy for us to even find other foster families even outside our area now. So we really need to try to get families to step up in our area.
And one way that you guys do this is to have meetings and informational things, because we always talk when you come in about the fact that the toughest thing is getting people to just open and say, okay, let's talk about foster care. What all does it entail? What do I have to do? And things like that. And you guys have events coming up that are going to help with that situation. And coming up on the 17th of May, you've got one that's going to be kind of like I guess would it be like a Zoom meeting type thing or a...
Yeah, it's going to be hosted in the Provo area. They have a great community partner up there that's going to host the event. But we are going to have a watch party here locally where people can come in and watch the event with us. And then we would be available to answer questions and talk about the process and how everything works. If people are interested, they can as well watch the event virtually themselves as well. And all that information is on our website. We can talk about how they can get hooked up with that event.
And the most important thing, though, is if this is something, if you've been on the fence and you're like, I don't know if it's for me or if it's right or if it's not, this is the event that you would go to find out for sure and maybe get some questions answered. I guess the one thing that I would say is, you know, what is one of the biggest questions that they ask when they talk about foster care?
I think one of the biggest questions is, how can you get attached and send a child home? That's a big one for a lot of people. And I would say to that is, it's not easy, but it's definitely worth it. It's worth it to see the progress in the child, the progress in the family, and to know that you were part of making something better that has forever future reaching outcomes, that the better and more healthy the kids are, then their kids are going to be healthier, and on down generations that goes. And another one is just the difficulty of children. And I'm not going to, you know, say that the kids don't have issues. They've experienced trauma, and so that they do. But we're also learned that kids that have trauma can repair from that and can improve and can have a lot of attachment growth and new things happen for them, that some of those things can be resolved for the children and they can start that healing process.
And I would say too that another thing that you need to look at if you're thinking about going into foster care is, you know, I would probably say 99.9% of the time, this child, it is not their fault. They don't know what's going on. And to jump in and lend a helping hand, is that kind of one reason that some people do this? Is that another reason?
Yeah, people just want to help children in our community. And you're exactly right when you say the majority of the children have done nothing of their own to get placed in foster care. It's the home environment that they came from wasn't meeting their needs. And so they need to be in a home that's able to do that for them.
All right. So once again, we're speaking with Kobe Prettyman of the Utah Foster Care Foundation. They're going to have a live event coming up down there on May 17th. It will be a broadcast of an event that's going on in Utah County. If you've got questions or anything about the Utah Foster Care Foundation, how foster care works, if you're interested, head on down to this meeting and get some information, maybe get some questions answered. If anybody wants some more information, what do they need to do? How do they get a hold of you?
They can contact me directly at 636-0210. They can always go on our website at utahfostercare.org. That is where they'll find we're doing Eventbrite tickets for the event. And so they can go on the website and then click events and look for Faces of Foster Care is what the event is called.
And it's just like an RSVP, kind of give you a
count. Yeah. We'll probably provide some light refreshments and things like that. So that just lets us know if people are coming.
Okay. So once again, circle that date on your calendar, May 17th. If you've got any questions about foster care in the state of Utah, maybe you're thinking about doing it, this is the place to go to get those questions answered and to help out kids here in our area and maybe even statewide. You don't know.
Right.
Kobe, thank you so much for coming in and letting everybody know about this event. I appreciate you and appreciate everything that you do here in the area as far as foster kids are concerned.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.